Stars twinkle above the clouds as the sun's morning rays shine down on a river, which snakes its way through countryside and a village. Towering over the village is a fairy tale castle. Fireworks burst in the sky like stars themselves. A firework arcs over the castle. Walt Disney Pictures. Walt Disney Pictures presents a Happy Madison production.
I'm gonna tell you a story now. But as any good storyteller knows, one must first be sure the audience is prepared. Is everybody comfortably seated? Does anyone need to use the bathroom? Oh, you, sir, in the back? Well, hold it in. You ready? Here we go.
Bedtime stories.
My name is Marty Bronson. I owned and operated the Sunny Vista Motel, which I established on the corner of Sunset and La Cienega Boulevards in Los Angeles, California, in the year 1974. The motel was my labor of love, and I ran it with the help of my children. Wendy?
The key, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Dixon.
Thank you. And Skeeter.
A small bellboy in uniform.
May I help you with your bags, Mr. and Mrs. Dixon?
Yes, please.
Why, thank you, young man.
His sister rolls her eyes.
Need a head?
No, I got it.
Skeeter bursts through a wall.
To my boy Skeeter, the motel was a wonderland.
Way too hyper. The galaxy's not big enough for the both of us.
A magical place. Full of new adventures for a six-year-old boy.
Skeeter's in an ice cube container.
Oh, Skeeter. Come here.
Marty lifts him out.
Skeeter loved the old place as much as I did. And he always tried to come up with ways to make it even better.
I've got a lot of ideas how to improve things around here. You know, I was thinking we could put an extra pair of socks in each room, because people always forget to pack enough socks when they go on a trip.
That's a good idea.
Now time for bed. I'm meeting with Mr. Nottingham.
Wait, Dad. I'm not even tired.
Well, how about a bedtime story?
Yay!
Marty sits down by Skeeter's bed.
Now, once upon a time, there was a little boy, and that little boy's name was Skeeter. Well, I could tell a pretty fair tale when the muse was with me. And making my little boy smile, now that was truly magical. Yeah, I was a pretty good dad, and a pretty good host. But unfortunately, a pretty bad businessman.
Can't you read the writing on the wall, Bronson? This motel is sinking in red ink. And I'm offering you the last lifeboat.
I don't know.
I've seen the books, Martin. If you don't sell to me, you're going to go bankrupt.
Yes, but I'd always hoped this place would be a home for my children.
How about this? If your boy works hard and shows some smarts when he grows up, I'll let him run this place.
You promise?
Yes. Now sign the bloody papers.
Looking weary, Marty stares at the coffee table in front of him, licks his thumb, and flicks through the papers.
That's my boy, Bronson. Trust me, I'm going to turn this place into the finest hotel in Los Angeles. It's going to be uptight and out of sight.
And just like that, our modest little Sunny Vista Motel metamorphosized into the mighty Sunny Vista Nottingham. And for the past 25 years, it has been lovingly maintained by my now grown-up son, Skeeter Bronson, the handyman. Yes, though Mr. Nottingham's promise for Skeeter to run the place seems to have been forgotten.
Hiya, Pop.
My boy always works diligently with a hopeful heart, still waiting for his shot.
Mrs. Dixon? Is there a problem in the room?
Oh, it's nothing you should bother your tiny mind about, Bronson. Mrs. Dixon here has been taking the nip bottles of liquor out of her mini bar, and now she doesn't want to pay for it.
I never even touched that evil little refrigerator. I don't drink alcohol.
Of course. Well, there's probably a mix-up.
I saw who took it.
Okay.
He had red hair and a beard. He was wearing a green suit with brass buttons, and he stands about 10 inches tall.
So we're talking about a leprechaun?
There you go.
Oh, I didn't know your brother was in town. So here's what I think we should do. put all the missing bottles on my tab. And next time you see any leprechauns, we'll tell Aspen. She's half troll. I think trolls eat leprechauns, am I right?
The clerk, Aspen, sneers.
She would.
Today, magic is in the air at the Grand Hotel, and the winds of change are about to blow our story in a strange new direction. But what would you expect in a hotel founded by someone who loved a good story as much as I?
Time is of the essence here, Skeeter.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just don't want the big boss man to get electrocuted,
of course. You fixed it?
Let me see here. Yo, check, 1, 2, come on. Yeah, hear me in the back? Whoa.
Skeeter.
I say Barry, you say Nottingham. Barry.
Nottingham.
Barry.
Nottingham.
Barry had a Nottingham. Barry had a Nottingham whose beard was white as snow. Come on, give it up for the big man.
All right, got him warmed up for you, sir.
It's good to see you again.
Germs.
Germs? Skeeter, Mr. Nottingham has developed a fear, not a fear, an awareness of germs and how dangerous they can be when not properly feared, so.
Hey, you're probably doing the right thing. I didn't shower today. So, yeah, let me get out of here.
Barry Nottingham, everybody.
A wine waiter takes a seat.
He's bullying him. I love this guy.
Welcome. As you know, I own 23 hotels from Berlin to Beijing. But it's no secret that this one, the Sunny Vista Nottingham, is my favorite. However, this is a 20th century hotel. We need something for the 21st century. And so we have decided to close this hotel and to build a brand new Sunny Vista Mega Nottingham.
Aspen unveils a model.
This will be the largest hotel on the West Coast.
Simply don't understand what all the fuss is about. It's just a big building.
This is like the future of the hotel business.
And a top secret theme that will blow your mind.
His PA, Kendall.
Yes! So, I'm proud to announce the new hotel's general manager. He's been waiting on this for a long time. We all know how hard he works, how intelligent he is, how much this hotel means to him. Take a bow, Mr. Kendall Duncan! Take a bow, Kendall!
Aspen grins, the wine waiter.
A beautiful speech, sir, a beautiful speech.
I'm so glad you could come. Great to see you. Don't touch me.
Well done, Daddy.
They air kiss.
Oh, hello there. Do you know my daughter, Violet?
Only by reputation, sir.
Excuse me?
No, not that she has a reputation. Just, I always heard she's very hot. Not hot as in hot. I meant warm, warm-hearted. And she likes to go out and have fun, festive times in bars with a lot of different guys. And
that's the old Violet Nottingham, my friend, before she met me. Now it's up to me to keep my little pookie bear out of the spotlight and nightclubs and tabloids. Isn't that right, sir?
Violet's off to her private tennis lesson with Roger Federer.
Oh, all right. Good for you.
Bye, boys.
Gotta say, it's gonna be hard for me to see the hotel move locations like this.
Well, I do hope you feel able to come and work with us there. Big as Kendall wants to make it, there's going to be an awful lot of light bulbs to change. Do you know someone touched me? Is there any sanitizer?
Yeah, there is, sir. Come this way. I'll get you some. Please.
Can't be too careful, Kendall.
Skeeter looks sad and disappointed as he watches Nottingham and Kendall leave. A detached two-story house. A grown-up Wendy walks inside to a kid's party.
All right. Everyone who's finished at the pottery table needs to bring their artwork to the kiln. Oh, and the man with the rescue donkey's leaving in 5 minutes, so if you haven't gotten your ride, hurry up.
Thank you, Principal Duva.
Oh, I'm not a principal at this party. I'm a mom. Hey, I noticed no one's eating the gluten-free wheatgrass cake. Come on, trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
Skeeter walks into the living room and finds glum kids.
What, the clown died?
Listen up, bag.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Whoa! All the kids become animated.
Hey, sissy.
Skeeter, why do you have to bring sugary chemical-filled crud to my house every time you visit?
What? Every time I visit, you haven't invited me here in 4 years.
What are you talking about? It hasn't been 4 years. You were here for the 4th of July barbecue. Remember when you punched my husband?
Yes, that was 4 years ago. I wanted to give him a wedgie, but his underwear had holes in it. I knew he was going to be your ex-husband someday, so you should be happy.
All right, let's not start.
How are the kids handling the old divorce anyway?
Yeah, they're both kind of off right now. Bobby's been really quiet. Why don't you go say hi? I'm gonna go pay the donkey guy.
Oh, is that what stinks in here?
No, it's a cake.
What did she make, donkey cake?
I smell manure.
Hey, you guys, remember me? Uncle Skeeter. Man, you got big. Haven't seen you in a while. Happy birthday there, Bobby.
I'm Patrick. She's Bobby.
Oh, my bad. Got you a little something. Happy birthday, Bobby. There you go. Picked it up at the hotel. How's school going?
Skeeter?
Yeah. Getting called to the principal's office. Look at that. Have fun with the gifts. And
Bobby and Patrick open the two bags Skeeter handed over.
Shampoo. And a soap. Hair and a towel.
Do not talk about school with them.
Whoa, what's going on with the school?
They're closing it down.
No.
I'm getting laid off.
You? But you're like the classic school principal. I mean, you're scary and bad with people and children are nervous around you. That doesn't sound right, but I'm just saying, what else could you do? Besides maybe human dictator or the boogeyman? You could be the boogeyman.
Anyway.
What?
I've got some interviews set up in Arizona, which is kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
I need you to watch the kids for a week.
No! No, they don't even like me.
It's not going to be difficult, Skeeter. My friend Jill is a teacher at my school. She'll bring the kids in with her in the morning, and she'll watch them till dinner time. All you got to do is a night shift.
Why can't your stupid friend do that?
She's got night school. Skeeter, my husband left me. I'm getting laid off. I have to move. I need your help.
So you need me. This is good. I'll do it. But you got to say, Skeeter is the coolest. I am a nerd.
Skeeter's the coolest. I'm a nerd.
Yeah, you are. Woo! Okay, hey, you guys, I'm going to hang out with you this week, all right? Maybe we can go fishing.
I'd rather you didn't. Patrick's not a strong enough swimmer.
Okay, we'll stay inside. How about we play some poker? I can teach you that.
Gambling? I don't think so.
Okay, how about we just take walks in the park and catalog plant species?
Now you're talking.
I don't know anything about plants except you try to make cakes out of them. He liked that one. I'm going to end with a big laugh, then. Give me some.
Skeeter holds out his clenched fist.
I wasn't going to hit you. I was just trying to do the fist thing. You don't know the fist thing? Okay, I was just... That's what the children do.
Skeeter bangs his knuckles together and strolls outside.
Ah, this is your truck, Chief?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
You realize you're taking up two parking spaces?
It's a big truck, ma'am.
It's not that big, sir. You could fit into one spot. I had to park all the way down the block.
Oh, well, next time why don't you park in that box? Plenty of room in there. Anyways, here's the situation. This is not really my truck. This is the hotel I work for's truck. So if I get a scratch on it, they take it out of my salary. So two parking spaces provides me with what I call a cushion of protection.
Oh, wait, hotel. Oh, wait, you're Wendy's brother.
Yeah.
I'm Jill.
Who's that?
I'm her friend, the one who's helping take care of the kids next week. I'm taking the day shift.
Okay, June. You plan on being this hostile the whole time?
Jill. My name is Jill. And do you plan on keeping that haircut the rest of the time?
Oh, haven't you heard? Goofy's the new handsome.
Skeeter pulls a face.
That sounds good for the environment.
Oh, we can't all have Priuses.
How do you know I drive a Prius?
Your whole aura reads Prius. Anyways, you're in my cushion of protection right now. I want to back up. So if you could just zing-zang up there, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
And by the way, you might want some Cinnabons. You're going to need it. Give it back! Somebody owes me $6.
So why didn't you demand that he make you the big boss of the new hotel? You promised your dad.
I wanted to. It wasn't the right time.
So listen, let me tell you how it works. The big man's given the job to Kendall because he's dating his daughter. That's the way it works in the business world. Keep it in the family. He gets the girl, he gets the job, he gets everything.
And I get nothing.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Skeeter answers his phone.
Hello?
Where are you? Are you still there?
I'm still where? Who's this?
Look, I've got to get to class. The kids are waiting for you, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'll be there in like 20 minutes. I'm gonna babysit my nephew and niece tonight. Oh, good. Got any advice for me?
Yes, I do, actually. Sometimes I babysit my cousins, right? Uh-huh. And what I do is I let them style me hair, like put beads into it and braid it, make me look all real sexy, like Milli Vanilli, stuff like that. Ah. Try that.
Braid my hair. It's a good idea. Can I have some French fries?
Of course, you're my best friend.
He tosses them at Mickey, the wine waiter.
Actually, I really like ketchup on my face because it's really rejuvenating for the skin. So who's the real victim? You are. Mmm. Delicious.
Jill and the kids are painting Save Our School posters.
Do you think these signs will help?
Well, miracles happen, you know?
You mean like Dad coming back?
Doop, 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 doop. Hey, sorry I'm late.
So, their pajamas are on their beds, and I will be back at 8:30 to pick them up, okay?
All right.
Here is my cell phone number, and call me if there's any emergencies. Mm.
Yeah. Have fun at Nate School.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All packed up here. I got my toothbrush and the toothpaste and some clean underwear. Well, maybe not that clean. You guys want to watch TV?
We don't have a TV.
Hello?
Emergency!
They don't have a TV.
Yeah, Wendy doesn't let him watch TV. You didn't know that?
What? I don't know a lot of things about these kids. I wasn't allowed over here. Their old man didn't like me.
Okay, listen, you don't need a TV. You can play a game. You can do a puzzle. I'm sure you can figure something out, okay?
Oh, so should I let them braid my hair or something? Would they like that?
I don't think anyone should touch that hair.
The kids troop out of the kitchen.
Hey, what do you say we go next door and toilet paper your neighbor's trees? No? Okay, bedtime.
It's pouring with rain. In their bedroom, Bobby and Patrick jump into their beds and stare at Skeeter. He fingers his chin and looks at them.
Okay, so you guys cool?
You have to read us a bedtime story.
Yeah, all right, you have any?
Bobby points.
Ooh, what do you got here anyways? Rainbow alligator saves the wetlands? No. The organic squirrel gets a bike helmet? I'm not reading these communist books to you guys. Don't you get any real stories?
Like what?
Like what? Like cowboys or dragons or aliens or what the heck is on my head right now?
That's Bugsy, our guinea pig.
Why do you call him Bugsy?
Because of his eyes.
Let me see them.
They're big.
Wow! Those eyes would be big on a cow. Are those eyeballs or bowling balls? Can't keep my eyes off of them. Just get in there so I don't have to look at them anymore. Goodbye. Anyways, you guys want me to make up a story for you? Like my old man used to do for me? I mean, maybe I could be good at this.
The kids shrug their shoulders.
All right. Here goes. Once upon a time, in a magical, faraway kingdom,
an acorn falls.
There was a brave and noble knight, strikingly handsome, who lived in a grand castle that weary travelers from near and far would come and visit. Now, this knight had been working his butt off for years. You think he'd be a shoo-in to rule the castle, right?
Right.
Wrong. Actually, he wasn't even a knight at all.
The knight's clothes change.
Oh, no.
His horse disappears.
He was, in fact, just a lowly peasant. And even though he was the son of the late, great Lord Marty, and knew everything there is to know about running a castle, everyone just took him for granted. His name was Mr. Underappreciated.
What's underdemeciated?
Underdo what?
Underdemeciated.
That's right, I forgot you were six. His name was Sir Fix-a-Lot. But alas, the kingdom where Sir Fix-a-Lot lived did not place much value on dedication or hard work, I guess, because the superstar in all the land was Sir Butt-Kiss.
Heroic in the land.
And he spent all his days kissing everybody's butt. Boo.
And my lord, yes, of course I can get you front row house seats to the Lion King.
And Sir Fix-a-Lot had a best friend, Friar Fred, who was not right in the head.
She never. No, not our queen. I won't have her.
Were there any kids in the kingdom?
Yes, yes, of course. There were two young pages, Mistress Stinky and Master Smelly.
Hey, yo. And don't forget, Jillian, the Queen of the Fairies.
Queen of the Fairies?
I mean, if she has to be there, let's just make her an angry raven.
A raven with Jill's face.
She should be a mermaid teacher. Yeah, the best mermaid teacher in the world.
Children, open your books to page 16.
Yes, Miss Mermaid.
Let's begin.
All right, she's a mermaid, whatever you want. Anyways, back to the story. One day, the king invited all his subjects to the castle.
I bring glad tidings. For on this day, I have chosen a champion who will run this castle and be my closest advisor and bestest buddy. My new champion is Sir Buttkiss.
Kendall is Sir Buttkiss, Skeeter Fix-a-Lot, Bobby Mistress Stinky, and Patrick Master Smelly. Sir Buttkiss steps up beside the king, Mr. Nottingham.
Thank you.
Poor Sir Fix-a-Lot had been passed over. So Sir Fix-a-Lot moved into a giant shoe, got a bad case of athlete's face, dove into a moat, and got eaten by crocodiles. The end.
The end? That can't be the end.
Why not?
It's not happy.
There aren't happy endings in real life. The sooner you guys know that, the better.
It's not fair.
What? What's not fair?
I mean, shouldn't Sir Fix-a-Lot at least get a shot to be champion?
A shot?
If Sir Fix-a-Lot is better than Sir Buttkiss, he should get a chance to prove it.
Okay, yeah, Bobby, good.
What the king really said was...
On second thought, there is another worthy man in my kingdom, and it wouldn't be fair unless he got a shot too. Sir Fix-a-Lot!
And then the crowd went nuts.
Confetti falls.
Well, Fix-a-Lot is as common as muck.
And Friar Fred drop-kicked a booing goblin. And the mermaid teacher did one of those weird tail dolphin moves.
Jill dances on her flipper.
And Stinky and Smelly did the fastest Irish jig ever.
The kids jig in their beds.
Yeah. Right on. Prince Bugsy busted out some fancy moves.
He breakdances.
And then...
It started raining gumballs.
It does. Skeeter screws up his eyes.
Raining gumballs?
Why not? It's a bedtime story. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I guess in a story. I just wish it was like that in real life. I really do. What was that?
Bugsy.
He's in his cage.
Oh. He rings that bell when he's hungry?
No, when he needs to go to sleep.
Bugsy crawls under a duvet on a little bed.
Okay, as you wish, Your Highness.
Skeeter stands up. Bobby watches him, then gazes at Patrick.
All right, you guys, have a good sleep. You too, weird eyes.
Brother and sister stare at each other. Morning.
I don't have much to work with, but I will make us a delicious breakfast that I know you will enjoy. Yes, some banana on the rice cake, and then what do we call this? Wheat germ. I was told germs are bad for you, but here goes.
He pours a lot.
I like it. Little rice cake banana wheat germ sandwich. And what do we got?
He puts the rice cake sandwich in his mouth, takes a bite, then points at it.
It's terrible. Doesn't your mother have taste buds? What are we doing here? We got nothing to use in this house, anyone?
He takes out his tube of toothpaste.
A little flavor.
He squeezes it on the sandwich. Patrick gawps at him.
It's good because now we don't have to brush our teeth. There you go, all right. At least we got a little mint going on. Guys, want one?
Ring, 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 ring.
No!
Bronson, the television set in Mr. Nottingham's room is broken and it needs to be fixed right away.
I've kind of a situation here. I'm watching my nephew and my niece.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you having difficulty hearing me? Mr. Nottingham wants to watch television now.
I hear you. I speak Trollanese. Don't worry. There's a leprechaun behind you. Gotcha.
She turned to look. Skeeter and the kids at the hotel.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty, huh?
Whoa. Listen, I gotta go fix my boss's television set, but I need somebody to watch you two.
Violet exits a press room.
Hang on. Violet! Skeeter Bronson, the handyman from the other day?
Oh, right, yes.
Listen, I got some kids with me right now. They're my nephew and niece, but I gotta go fix your father's TV. Think you can watch him for a few minutes?
Huh?
Yeah, all right, I'm going.
Violet watches him go.
Come in.
The room's in darkness.
Mr. Nottingham, sir?
The telly won't turn on.
It won't? Well, let me just take a tally-ho at it, okay? I'll just flip this light on.
No! Absolutely not! I'm fighting a cold here. I must stay in the dark whenever possible. Do you realize germs can reproduce 80% faster in bright light?
Oh, okay. Here we go, nice and dark again. The germs are confused.
Come towards me.
Okay, it's gotta be around here somewhere.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man!
I'm so sorry, sir. I realize I can't see a thing.
You left there.
Oh, there's the TV. So how's the new hotel coming, sir?
Oh, very well. Still dealing with the city on building permits and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you the secret theme. It's so good, we don't want anyone to steal it.
I hear you, sir.
Okay, I'll tell you. Come along, sit down. Please.
Great.
Ready?
Skeeter sits.
Rock and roll. Vintage vinyl. Music memorabilia in the lobby.
Oh, okay. Like the Hard Rock.
The what?
The Hard Rock Hotel. They've been using that theme for, like, years.
Get Kendall Duncan up here straight away, please.
Oh, what a perfect little powder puff.
Violet wipes her cheeks and brow with Bugsy.
Thank you. So, Patrick, truth or dare?
Truth?
How old were you the first time you kissed a girl?
Patrick never kissed a girl.
Girls are disgusting. Except Patricia Sparks.
Ooh, is that a girl in your class, you little Romeo?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Aunt Jill. Did you get the note we left you?
Yes, I did. And now we have to get you guys ready for school, okay? So come on. Hi. Hi.
Jill studies her.
Oh, hey, you're,
Here's your fat mouse.
Guinea pig, but...
And you, young man. I want to hear all about this little Trisha Sparks next time I see you.
Patrick smiles.
Trisha Sparks is 2 years older than you.
She's hot.
I'm very disappointed in you, Kendall. We almost made an apocalyptic mistake. This rock and roll idea of yours is old hat.
Well, sir, I had every intention of putting our own spin on it.
Do you know what, Skeeter? I'm starting to get a fuzzy recollection of something I said to your father. In fact, I'm going to give you a shot. If you can come up with a better theme than Kendall does, I'll let you run the new place instead.
Oh, sir. don't you think this is perhaps a little too much of a cruel joke to be playing on somebody as the maintenance guy?
No, I don't.
No.
Mr. Bronson has been working for this company for 25 years. I'm beginning to think I may have seriously under-demiciated him.
I'm sorry. Under-demiciated?
Precisely. You can both present your ideas at my birthday party this weekend. Thank you, Kendall. That is all. Mr. Bronson, the television, if you would. Oh, and do watch out for the germ vaporizer.
Skeeter's in his pickup.
The best day of my life!
I'm a dance!
He stops at traffic lights. A smarmy blonde couple pull up beside Skeeter in a blue Ferrari.
Whoa. I like your car, pal. Hey, thanks, champ. You know what they say. You want to be the best, you got to drive the best. Hey, not to get personal, but what's a sweet ride like that cost anyways? You know what? Actually, it's surprisingly affordable. Yeah? I think if you saved every paycheck you earn for the rest of your life and then multiply it by 10, you could probably buy my muffler. Auga. Oh, you want a drag race, do you?
They tear off. Skeeter's Chevy splutters, then conks out.
You win! Good job!
Something small and round falls into the pickup, bouncing off Skeeter's shoulder. He smiles curiously, then picks up a blue gumball from the car seat beside him. His brow pinched, he stares up through his open sunroof with a puzzled expression. Bright, colourful gumballs rain from the sky onto the bonnet of his truck. As more gumballs shower down into the cab of the truck, Skeeter frantically tries to wind the sunroof shut. He shields himself with a raised arm as the coloured balls collect on the leather car seat. The sunroof is jammed open. He takes an umbrella from the floor of the cab and steps out onto the road, where he stands staring up in astonishment with his arms by his sides. He takes shelter under his umbrella.
This is spooky.
The gumballs spill from the back of a jackknifed candy truck, which is blocking a bridge over the road in front of the traffic lights.
You gotta be kidding me! Look at this! I'm gonna lose all my candy! How can you not see a 50-foot trailer? Come on!
Aspen and Kendall man the reception desk at the hotel.
So you have to compete for your job with Skeeter Bronson. He'll annihilate him.
Oh, I know. It's just a little degrading, that's all.
Aspen writes against a clipboard.
Thanks for being there.
Oh, I'll be there as long as there's a there to be at.
Their eyes meet.
Oh, hello, children. We're looking for Skeeter Bronson. Mm. Oh, Mr. Bronson. Yes, you'll find him in room 109. Okay, please, this way.
Boggle-eyed Bugsy the guinea pig stares fixedly at Aspen and Kendall as Jill carries him away in his cage. She has Patrick and Bobby with her.
Oh my God, did you see that?
Those eyes, they're staring into my very soul.
Hey,
this is who I wanted to see.
Hey, Chief, here's Bugsy. And why do they have to stay here again?
Because I'm on call tonight, dear Jennifer.
It's Jill, actually. Scooter.
It is okay, I...
He slams, then opens his door.
You did not just do that.
I did. Watch, I'm gonna do it again.
In her face.
So, guys, anything weird happen to you today?
I had a substitute teacher with an eye patch.
That's a little weird, but I'm talking like big time weird. Maybe coincidence weird? As in gumball weird?
We're not allowed to chew gum.
Of course you're not. You guys want to go to sleep?
It's only 5:30, and we haven't had dinner.
Hmm. Okay. Room service?
So, you've never been skateboarding? And you've never played video games?
Mom says they rot your brain.
That's not true. I've been playing video games my whole life, and look at me.
Straggly-haired Mickey slurps a drink through a straw.
Yeah, maybe she's got a point. You've never eaten bacon.
What's bacon?
Bacon is the juicy, fatty part of the pig right adjacent to the rear, but delicious and tasty, not how I just made it sound.
And this is the first hamburger you've ever eaten? What's the verdict? What do you think?
Life-changing. Mom's gonna kill us.
No, she isn't. First of all, she's never gonna find out about this. And second of all, she used to eat plenty of hamburgers when we were growing up in this very room.
She did?
Looks like Bugsy's eaten a lot of burgers in the last 10 minutes.
He's got fat.
Wow.
He keeps going like that. We could probably make bacon out of Bugsy.
He's kidding, Bugsy. Take it easy. Okay, let's get you carnivores to bed. I get a new story I want to lay on you. What do you think of cowboys and Indians?
Oh, yes! Tonight's the night! I just like cowboys and Indians because of the conflict.
Okay. Once upon a time in the Old West, before room service was even invented, there was a farmhand named Jeremiah Skeets. He was looking to get ahead in the world, but was having a problem with his current mode of transportation.
Skeeter is Jeremiah. The horse he's riding farts.
That wasn't me, everybody. Someone once told Jeremiah that if he wanted to be the best, he'd have to ride the best. You mind showing me your finest horse?
Jeremiah stands by a paddock with a Native American in a tall headdress.
My ancestors believe horse spirit come down from mountain during time of fire, wind. Many brave warrior walk trail of moon bear.
Okay, yeah, look, I just want to see your finest horse. Not a whole thing there.
Sorry. I can do it.
All right.
Screaming rooster, bring out Ferrari!
Ferrari!
A cherry red stallion.
Oh, my! Oh, my, oh, my! Look at that!
It rears up.
Whoa!
I would get automatic respect. You're riding such a beautiful animal, but I'm afraid that's just a bit out of my price range.
Tell you what, white bread. I'll give you Ferrari for free!
Booyah! The end. I love it.
Oh, brilliant story. So he got the Ferrari for free. I love that. I love that.
A guy getting a free horse? That's not a good story.
Where's the ark? There's no ark. I've not learned anything. Also, you've got a moral obligation to them. Because what are they going to walk away from that with?
I didn't know we were doing an after-school special.
Why can't he do something a real gentleman would do? Like save a damsel in distress?
He frowns.
Not a bad idea, Munchkin. Okay, so, let's continue.
Jeremiah was out for a ride when...
Violet is Miss Davenport.
You want my purse? Help!
Yeah! She's surrounded by bandits. Jeremiah gallops in the direction of the noise.
Here, take it!
They corner her.
What else you got?
They crowd her.
Help! Help!
Jeremiah swings a lasso.
Leave the lady alone!
His lasso snares a log and knocks the legs from under three of the bandits. He rides up beside Miss Davenport.
Care for a lift, ma'am?
Yeah! Oh.
He pulls her up.
Nice horse.
Oh, what, this whole thing? Now, any of you gentlemen want to give the nice lady her stuff back?
Not a chance.
Not a chance, huh?
A bandit draws a pistol and Jeremiah shoots him.
My hero.
I like that.
She beams.
So Jeremiah spirited Miss Davenport away to safety when she says...
Shall we go drink some champagne in a nearby hot tub?
Hot tub?
Yeah. No, I was saying that because I wanted to see if you two were paying attention. What happened was Jeremiah dropped Miss Davenport off in the nearest town, safe and sound.
However can I thank you, sir?
No thanks necessary, ma'am.
But I do insist on expressing my gratitude in some manner.
Fair enough. I'll take
$100 million.
The end. Let's hope it works.
Very well written, brilliantly constructed. I loved it.
Jeremiah wouldn't take money for doing a good deed.
I know Jeremiah a lot better than you guys, and believe me, he'd be all over that. He loves money.
I don't want that. Go back. Rewrite.
Gentlemen don't get paid.
Who's telling the story here?
It should really end more like this.
Well, I must give you some token of my appreciation.
Oh, no.
Perhaps a kiss?
Touchdown.
Then an angry dwarf kicks him.
Ow! What the heck did you do that for?
Because I'm angry.
The dwarf joins a gang of other dwarves on a carriage pulled by a pony. They hightail it in hysterics.
I didn't do nothing to you!
The end.
You know what? Laugh as much as you want. I'll take a Ferrari and a kiss any day of the week.
I'd just like to kiss a Ferrari.
All right, good night.
Good night, Uncle Skeeter.
Good night, Home Slice.
Thanks for the stories.
Hey, you came up with all the good parts, Bobby. Good night, y'all.
You too there, Bugsy.
Bugsy's hair is braided.
And them braids look fantastic. They've taken years off you.
Hey, you mind sleeping over tonight? I'm gonna duck out of here for a few hours.
Oh, yeah. Mm. By the way, I am legally obliged to tell you that I suffer from sleep panic disorder.
Okay, what's sleep panic disorder?
Believe me, you don't want to know.
Skeeter stands at the window of a Ferrari showroom, his face reflected in the glass as he stares longingly at a cherry red Ferrari 360.
What are you thinking, Pat? Why would anyone give me a free Ferrari? I must be losing my mind.
A guy sidles up.
Much power of the horse underneath that hood.
The guy, who wears a tasseled leather jacket and a headband, resembles the Native American from Skeeter's story.
Hello.
Skeeter smiles.
Are you the guy I'm supposed to see?
The guy steps towards Skeeter and smiles.
I'm here, aren't I?
Skeeter grins.
So, am I about to get a cherry red Ferrari?
The man considers.
I don't see why not.
Skeeter's mouth is wide open as he grins gormlessly at the sleek, stylish sports car. He turns back to the guy.
For free?
Sounds good to me.
do now? Eat a gumball or something?
Yes.
Okay. He takes out a Ziploc bag of gumballs.
Fell out of the sky, right?
Yeah.
Oh. I won't tell nobody.
Skeeter pops a gumball in his mouth.
Now, close your eyes and count to three.
Okay.
Then it's all gonna happen.
No.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ferrari!
The man is running away.
My wallet! Not anymore!
Pretty blonde Violet comes out of a nightclub and poses graciously for a gaggle of paparazzi photographers. Their flashbulbs pop as they snap their pictures, then Violet starts for the street. Cameras flash relentlessly as she's hounded by more photographers.
Good thing my wallet only had $3 in it.
And my Derek Jeter baseball card.
The photographers persist.
Guys, stop being so beautiful.
Skeeter spots Violet as he approaches in his Chevy. He puts his foot down. He skids to a halt in a puddle, spraying the photographers with water. To Violet.
Care for a lift, ma'am?
Skeeter? Skeeter Bronson?
Yes, ma'am.
She hops in the Chevy.
Now, what do you say you boys give the pretty lady back the pictures you took of her?
No way, man. No.
You sure about that now?
Does that make the difference?
The truck backfires.
I've got a gun!
The photographers drop their cameras and run.
I'm just happy they didn't make me use this thing.
An electric drill. Violet beams at him in astonishment.
My hero.
Really?
That was brilliant, Skeeter.
I don't know what happened. Something kind of just took over me. It felt good, though. It felt real.
Yeah? How am I ever going to thank you?
Well, thanks is necessary, ma'am.
Oh, am I in the presence of a gentleman?
At your service, ma'am.
Well, I must show my appreciation in some form.
He puckers up as she leans forward to kiss him, but a dwarf kicks him in the shin.
Ow! Consider yourself being people, bad sucker.
I knew you were gonna show up. Get the gremlin, Jimmy, before Sasquatch calls the cops.
Yeah, because that's how we do what we do, right? Did you get it, buddy? Let's go. Yeah. Come on, pull me in. Let's get out of here. Pull me in. Big people stick.
They drive off.
Okay, well, you don't see that every day.
Indeed. And on that strange note, I bid you good night.
Yes, yes.
He turns to see her Ferrari.
Oh! Oh! All right. So that's how I'm getting it.
Getting what?
This is just... I shouldn't. I couldn't. You know what? I can. I'm going to take it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a very generous girl who wants to give her rescuer a cherry red Ferrari. For free! This is sick!
Well, good luck with that. I'm just going to go.
What do you mean? Oh, do you have another one of these at your house? Am I supposed to follow you or something? Seriously, no Ferrari?
She drives away.
Where's the $100 million at least? Boo!
Patrick and Bobby watch TV as Skeeter mends a light fitting in the shape of a fish.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Angel.
Hey, guys, how did last night go?
Well, an angry dwarf kicked me in the leg and I didn't get a free Ferrari, so there you go.
Oh, how sad.
He's talking about our bedtime story.
Oh.
Uncle Skeeter said Jeremiah would get a new horse and a kiss, but I said a dwarf would kick him.
The light comes on.
You said it. Maybe that's how it works. The kids control the stories. And there are the wind chimes. You know what that means.
What means?
Eh? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I won't. Okay, guys. What is Bugsy doing?
Bugsy runs on a makeshift treadmill.
Working off the hamburgers he ate last night.
Yes, I gave Bugsy some hamburgers, but I gave the children that wheat germ stuff because that's what they love.
I guess it's Bugsy watching the TV then, too.
Yeah, I flipped that on and it, look, he's glued to it.
Mickey sits bolt upright.
Ah! I'm innocent!
What was that?
That was the sleep panic disorder, I believe.
Why don't we get out of here before the next attack?
Whoa. Come on, give your uncle a kiss. I'm a relative, I deserve it. Right there. Oh, that felt bad.
Mm,
And how about one more for the road?
Come on, baby!
Don't worry, we'll be back tonight, Uncle Skeeter.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried. You're coming back because we got a big story tonight about some hotel theme ideas. Yeah!
Maybe we won't come back.
What?
Skeeter, Sir Butkus, Sir Kendall, I understand that you feel a need to prepare for our little showdown.
Yes, well, yeah.
But that does not excuse you from your maintenance responsibilities.
Oh, no.
Now, the lights are out in the spa.
Check.
The south service elevator is running slow.
Check.
Let me try that cheesecake.
He takes it from a worker.
Oh, another thing. I heard about your big hero act with my girlfriend last night.
Oh, there's the paparazzi.
I know what it is you're trying to do, and it's not going to work. You're going to have to find another way to cozy up to the old man, because I'm here to tell you, Violet Nottingham is not going to date a gum-scraping handyman.
Kendall goes with cheesecake on his face.
Hey, Kendall.
He turns.
Two things. First off, you got something right there. Yeah, now, you use your hands. That's disturbing to see. Good. Secondly, when I get the job at the new hotel, I was actually considering keeping you on, so watch your tone with me.
Kendall steps forward.
Your brief little trip to the land of make-believe is just about over, my friend, okay? We all know that your failed father ran this hotel into the ground, and thankfully you, my friend, will not get the chance to make the same mistake all over again.
He scrapes the cake onto the floor.
You want to pick that up?
He holds the plate out to Skeeter, who looks away with a sigh as he takes it. Kendall answers his cell phone as he gets out of his sports car.
Yeah, it's Duncan.
Lover, hello.
I'm looking for the new hotel site.
I gave you the address, Macho Bunny.
The address you gave me is no good. There's like a school here.
Oh, what school?
The Webster Elementary School.
Oh, then you're in the right place.
Is that so?
This school is being shut down.
Uh-huh.
The old man pulled a few strings down the Board of Education.
Really?
Start demolition immediately.
Well, that is very exciting news.
Oh, Pinky.
Jill pushes Patrick and Bobby on the swings in the school playground.
Yo!
Skeeter? Hey, it's Wendy.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey,
are the kids okay?
Oh, yeah, we're having a blast. That was impressive, Bobby, but your Uncle Skeeter can jump over the couch the long way.
Skeeter, can I talk to them?
Actually, no, I'm taking them camping.
No.
Have fun in Arizona. Bye.
Camping? No, Skeeter, they could get poison ivy.
Let's go, quietly.
Where are we going?
We're going someplace special, you fools.
Woo-hoo!
Now march, 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 march. I don't know, but it's been said Bugsy's eyes pop out of his head. March.
Skeeter leads Bobby, Patrick, and Jill to a campfire and some sun loungers.
Whoa. We have ourselves a little camp out. Check it out.
Guys, look what it's done. Isn't this cool?
See how nice I am.
Yeah. Whoa, okay, you guys just be careful around the fire.
Hey, Jill. Shh. Don't want everyone to hear we're here.
Patrick roasts a marshmallow.
I heard about marshmallows. Saw them in magazines. Never imagined they would be this good.
Yeah, well, let's just hope your mother doesn't find out I gave you any.
I won't tell her.
I'm not talking about you. She's the weak link.
I think I can let this one slide.
Ah, the mermaid's being cool. Look at that.
The what?
The nothing.
You know, when we were younger and your mom and I were out on the roof,
my dad would always tell us to look at the stars and see if you can make something out of them. All right, like, right over there. Right over there. Look, look. To me, that looks like a camel. You see the humps? Ah, the tongue hanging out?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Hey, look over there. It's the pyramid.
Yay, good one, Patrick.
Hey, look right next to the moon. Right beside it. It looks exactly like Bugsy.
Oh, my God.
It does.
Don't worry, Bugsy. Your eyes are still bigger.
Bugsy shoots them a goggle-eyed look.
Uncle Skeeter?
Yes, good looking.
Do you think my father will come back?
Patrick, who wears dinosaur pajamas, looks at Skeeter.
Well, that's a tough one.
Brown-haired Bobby stares at Skeeter.
He must be going through some mental malfunction to not want to be with you two guys every second of the day. But I do know this. You're always going to have your mother. You're always going to have this girl to hang out with. And me... I ain't ever going anywhere. Okay? I'm like the stink on your feet. I'll always be around.
Bobby beams and blinks her pretty eyes. Jill looks at the ground, then sweeps her hair behind one ear.
Okay. You guys made me late. I hope you're happy.
Well, thank you. Have fun at night school.
See you tomorrow.
All right, we got rid of her, so let's get to business. Put the s'mores down. Story time.
All right, guys. Tonight's story is going to be extra special. It's called The Great Hotel Idea Story. Yeah.
What? Boring.
Come on, guys. I really need you to do this. It's going to help my life a lot. Please? All right. You know what? We still got one more night. Let's have a fun story tonight.
How about some Evel Knievel stuff? Racing, jumping, flying, or maybe something like romantic.
I have a good idea. Let's combine the action and the romance and make a romaction story.
Yeah.
Let us begin. The greatest of all the heroes in ancient Greece was, of course, Skeeticus.
An arena.
He was truly amazing, yet totally underrated, and had been ignored for years. Finally, Skeeticus had his chance to show his skills in the grand arena.
He rides a chariot.
If he could impress the daughter of the emperor, he knew he would one day rule the land.
His chariot is pulled by four horses.
Run, Skeeticus!
That's pretty fancy chariot work. For a peasant.
I see London, I see France, I see my golden underpants!
Skeeticus does a handstand on the moving chariot, exposing his pants. He sits upright again and crashes the chariot into the support columns of two roofed stone structures.
Well, what is he doing?
Mickey and the kids watch from the audience as the structures collapse in plumes of dust to form two ramps.
Bring on the elephants!
Huge elephants are released into the arena.
You know how Hercules supposedly founded the Olympics?
The 10 elephants and Bugsy line up between the two ramps.
Well, Skeeticus invented
the X Games!
You're never gonna make it!
Skeeticus frees the horses from his speeding chariot as it approaches one of the ramps. He shoots into the air and somersaults over the elephants, landing safely on the opposite ramp.
Now that's first class!
Mickey has goat's legs. Mr. Nottingham is the emperor and Kendall a nobleman.
How we doing so far, huh?
This is the best story yet. Can we get to the romance now?
Well, Shorty, you tell me. Does Skeeticus get the girl he was after?
In these stories, the hero always gets the fairest maiden in the land.
Yes, yes, you said it. Okay, so it's gonna happen. All right, so what, they're thirsty? They go off for drinks or something? A little wine and cheese action? Yes?
Yeah, they can go to an old tavern. And guess who's there?
Led Zeppelin. Say Led Zeppelin, please.
No. All the girls that were mean to Skeeticus growing up.
What are you talking about? Nobody was ever mean to Skeeticus growing up. He was like the coolest guy in school.
That's not what Mom said.
All right, everybody was mean to Skeeticus. He had problems. All right, tell your story.
Oh, my God.
They see he's now with the fairest maiden in all the land, and they are really jealous. So jealous that they don't even know what to do. They just start nervously doing the hokey pokey.
Put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, you put your right hand in, and you shake it all about.
Okay.
So then, Skeeticus takes his date out to the beach.
All of a sudden, a big hairy guy washes up on shore, passed out.
Why a hairy guy? I don't get it.
Just 'cause. He had something stuck in his throat, and he wasn't breathing.
Skeeticus stamps on the guy's belly and a fish shoots out of his mouth.
Thanks!
He's okay!
And then it starts pouring, so they run into a magical cave.
Caves are nice.
And Abe Lincoln's there.
Abe Lincoln? What is this, a joke to you? What the heck's the matter with you? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. The Abe Lincoln thing, that's a good idea. It's just that, does Skeeticus get a kiss? Don't you think he should? It's been a long time for him. He's... Lips are very dry from not using them. Bugsy, you with me?
Bugsy looks away in his cage.
We'll see.
Hello?
Hey, is this the fairest maiden in the land?
Mr. Skeeter Bronson, is that you?
Yes, it is. Sorry about that Ferrari confusion the other night, but...
I'm here at the beach right now. I had a hunch you might be here, too.
What do you say we get a little lunchy?
That sounds so delightful, but I can't. I'm afraid I'm on my way to Vegas for the day.
Vegas? No one talked about Vegas.
Yeah, don't tell Kendall he thinks I'm in the library.
Yeah, no, but, Princess, I really thought we were going to hang out today.
Oh, well, I will see you at Daddy's birthday party.
Bye, Skeeter.
Skeeter closes his clamshell cell phone.
So our day's going to be tomorrow? All right, I can live with it.
Hey, look out, look out!
Jill rollerblades into him.
Oh, are you okay?
Oh, my...
I'm so sorry!
What is it about the cushion of protection you don't like? Aren't you supposed to be in school?
I'm actually supposed to be looking for a job right now, but for some reason, I felt like coming to the beach today.
Huh.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yes, I'm hungry. I'm always hungry when I'm in pain.
Good, because I'm buying.
Yes, I'll let you buy me lunch because somebody stole my wallet. So how was I going to pay anyways?
Of course you got your wallet stolen.
I don't know what that means.
You, just like it's always something with you.
Huh?
What? Hey, you're wearing my hat. You going to wear that all day?
I'm wearing nobody's hat.
You're wearing my hat.
I'm wearing your hat.
It fell onto his head when they collided. They enter a restaurant where a group of women sit eating.
This is perfect for your free lunch.
Why?
I mean, oh my God, you guys, look over there. Is that Skeeter Ponson?
Stop it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Skeeter, hey. Do you remember me? It's Donna Hind from high school.
Yeah, I do. Thought I was gonna run into you shortly, and here you are.
Yeah, wow, this is so weird. Because we were just planning our high school reunion.
We were totally just talking about
yes.
you.
Yes, oh,
we were.
So
we're
talking about so you guys, scary. Too.
Sure he was.
Do you mind pretending to be my girlfriend for a second?
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
I'll convert my truck to biodiesel.
Okay, I'll do it.
Ding dong. This is my girlfriend, guys. This is Jill.
Hello. She's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Right?
Yep.
She thinks I'm...
You want me to... Oh, romantic.
She likes how romantic I can be, and a great kisser, she likes to say.
Oh, yeah, that's a little too much.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, you are really pretty.
I mean, she's all right. I've seen hotter, but she's pretty cool.
And so super skinny.
Skinnier than... you, but...
A chubby girl eats spaghetti.
Whatever. I feel really awful saying this out loud. I'm just... We were really terrible to Skeeter in high school. Awful. Yeah, so mean.
My Skeeter?
Yeah, they were...
You had a hard time in high school? Look at you now. You turned out pretty...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the pimples went away and these came to play.
He flexes his pecs.
You want to touch them?
Oh, it's okay. Later.
Yeah, they're here for you.
Okay.
You put your right hand in.
You put your right hand out. You put your right hand in. Okay. And you shake it all about.
I think we should leave.
Yes.
And you turn yourself around.
All right.
That's
bye-bye.
That's all about.
What's happening?
On the beach.
Hey, so I spoke to Wendy. She's very excited to see the kids tomorrow. This is the longest she's been away from them.
Right. My last night with the kids.
You know, they're going to be devastated. They worship you. And those amazing bedtime stories you've been telling them.
Oh, well, they say all the good parts, I promise.
Oh, my gosh. Is he unconscious?
Yeah.
A fat guy. Skeeter stamps on his belly and a fish shoots out of his mouth. Skeeter catches it and throws it into the ocean.
Thanks.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Check out Mr. Smooth.
Well, you know, I do what I do. Don't you think we should get out of this rain?
What rain?
The heavens open.
Oh, shoot! Where did that come from?
I don't know! Isn't that amazing?
Get out of here!
Let's go!
They shelter under a pier.
I can read the future! Good God. So.
The big presentation's tomorrow, right? I mean, I know you're not nervous or anything, but good luck on it anyway.
Thank you. Actually, you can come if you want. It's like a party. You know, Wendy's going to be watching the kids, and you could have fun. You can meet me there.
Yeah, that would, I could do that. I could meet you, after night school or something.
She lets her wet hair down, and he stares at her.
It's you?
Me what?
You're the fairest maiden in the land?
She smiles.
fair as in doesn't cheat at checkers?
No, fairest as in beautifulest.
She looks into his eyes and a smile plays on his lips as he steps closer. As the tide rushes in around the tall wooden beams supporting the pier, he leans in for a kiss.
Wait. Something weird's gonna happen.
Oh. No, yeah, we don't... This is a mistake. No,
not between us. I mean, like... No! No! Oh, here comes Abe!
Skeeter ducks. As someone passes overhead, a tiny object falls through the slatted gangway of the pier and lands in the sand. Skeeter and Jill look at each other. It's a penny.
Ah, look.
Wow, a penny.
No. This is the weird thing I was talking about. Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
No. Abe's not going to interrupt this time. That was it. No, it's supposed to end better than this. You stick around. I'm telling you, you're going to be missing out.
She walks away.
Nice imagination, Patrick.
Patrick and Bobby pretend to shave in Skeeter's bathroom. Patrick's face is covered in shaving cream.
Skeeter?
Yo.
We've got a little bit of a shaving situation in there.
Oh, no. I took the razor blades out, don't worry. Their father ain't around, so I figured someone has to teach him how to shave, right?
Bobby has creamy cheeks.
I'm Princess Leia.
Uh-huh.
Mickey sits down with Skeeter.
So, are you ready for the big showdown tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. What I'm gonna do is tell him a bedtime story tonight. I'll have me win in the story, then I'll win for reals. Do you dig?
Oh, right. Yeah, I understand. It's like positive visualization. I read a book on that once.
Skeeter eyes him.
I've read the back cover, at least.
Skeeter looks doubtful. Mickey lowers his eyes.
I can't read. Shut up, Bugsy! Yeah, I've got opposable thumbs. How do you feel about that?
At bedtime.
You children ready? Because here comes our last story. The fate of the entire universe hung in the balance as the Supreme Galactic Council met to determine who would control the new planet in the vast Nottinghamian star system. Most in attendance expected Supreme Leader Baracto to rule in favor of General Kandalo, the evil governor of Hotelium. But there was a wild card in the mix. Skeeto Bronsonian and his sidekick, Mickey Doo Quickie Doo. They all watched with excitement. Lieutenant Jilly and her two young cadets, Aspinoff, and even the great Captain Bugzoid.
Hey, since it's outer space, Skeeto should talk like a goofy alien.
What?
Skeeto approaches throned Baracto.
That's disgusting. I'm not going to translate that.
Silence! The leader of the new planet shall be determined the old-fashioned way. A zero-gravity fight.
Skeeto and his robotic sidekick, Mickey Doo, bump knuckles, then chests. With a pompous look, Kandalo removes a crown-like headdress. He and Skeeto leap onto hovering discs over an abyss.
Okay, now we get to the part the crowd came to see. Skeeto defeating Kandalo, right?
Vio turns off the gravity.
I think we need to see them battle first.
They float up off their discs.
Yes, Neo.
Kandalo and Skeeto slap each other, then exchange blows, sending each other flying. Kandalo lands against a weapons board.
Kandalo makes the first move.
Countess Vio and Baracto watch as Kandalo swipes a ray gun and fires. A green ray with a hand on the end shoots out of the gun and slaps Skeeto in the face.
Skeeto!
But the kids really want to see Skeeto kick his butt, right?
Bobby and Patrick are the young cadets. They throw Skeeto a gun and he fires, getting Kandalo by the nose. Kandalo prods an electric finger into Skeeto's ear.
What, Willie?
Boring!
Bring out the Booger Monster!
A giant slime green bogey monster leaps up.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
It collides with Skeeto and Kandalo as it shoots through the air. Kandalo is thrown against his weapons board and Skeeto is flung towards Countess Vio. He clings to the gravity lever.
All right, have the Booger Monster smack Kandalo around.
No, I think you should kiss him.
The monster's slimy tongue licks Kandalo's face.
Would you please get to Skeeto winning already?
Okay.
Skeeto turns off the gravity, causing Kendalo and the monster to plummet into the cavernous bowl of the arena. The monster lands on top of Kendalo, covering him in slime.
Arise, Skeeto! Sheriff of Notting Habeas!
Baracto hands him a scepter.
Oh, shit.
Crab-like Aspinoff cries. Buzz Lightyear whistles from the bleachers.
And that is the perfect ending to our last story. Thank you, children.
Oh, that's not the ending. Yeah, that'd be too obvious.
What do you mean?
Somebody threw a fireball at Skeeto and Skeeto got incinerated.
Burnt to a crisp.
The end.
Incinerated?
Only ashes remain.
You mean incinerated?
No, he can't catch on fire.
Yeah, well, I'm catching Skeeto, I'm on fire.
No, the story can't end like that. What happened to a nice happy ending?
You said happy endings don't really happen. We want our story to be real.
Oh, I was just saying that. I was stupid. No. So what? We're really going to have me on fire? Hey, don't fall asleep or the story will lock. Stop it. Wake up.
I can't believe Skeeter didn't tell you. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that the new hotel is going up right here, where the school is. Well, I'm pretty sure. Excuse me. Yeah.
Everything's ready for the presentation tonight.
Oh, good.
10-4 rubber duck.
Got it. Great.
Kendall was telling all this to Jill. Night. Skeeter cruises in the Chevy. He looks irritated. He changes the station. In a hardware store.
Okay, the good news is you're gonna win the competition. The bad news is you're probably gonna catch on fire, but not if you take a few precautions. Oven mitts, smoke alarm.
He grabs a hose and a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Flame resistant Christmas tree spray. Yeah. Yeah, this'll work.
Excuse me, sir. Those are actually for Christmas trees.
I know. Tis the season.
He accidentally sprays the clock in the eyes.
It burns!
Yeah, let me make it up to you.
Skeeter sprays his own eyes.
Oh,
it's the tree!
Oh, you're right, that hurt! Oh, I'm sorry about that!
Skeeter pulls into the hotel courtyard, which is strung with glittering lights. Dressed as a hula girl, Aspen flits between the mingling guests.
Antibacterial wipes, anybody?
She hands Mr. Nottingham a wipe.
Oh!
A gas lamp.
Steady.
Magic!
Flames shoot up from barbecues and decorative lamps.
On a coffee ice cream.
Yeah, what's the catch? You gonna light it on fire? Because I'm on to you, honey.
No fire. It will melt. Just take the ice cream and the chill pill.
Skeeter takes the dessert from the waitress's tray. Scantily clad as a hula girl, Mickey watches a performer wield a flaming baton. Skeeter casually pushes the performer into the swimming pool.
Skeeter! Yes. That wasn't very nice.
What was it?
Just that man in the pool.
No, he jumped in. Hey, you see Jill around?
I ain't seen Jill tonight, mate.
Violet emerges from the pool in a skimpy, glittering bikini. Mickey gawps.
Phew, I am cold.
I'll get your towel.
He wraps her up.
I've got your towel.
Oh, golly.
I'll show you.
Their eyes meet.
I love you.
Skeeter watches them as he takes a mouthful of the ice cream with a bee on it.
You brought me a grilled cheese sandwich once, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yes, it was Monterey Jack's, a good cheese.
Skeeter's eyebrows shoot up and he spits out the ice cream.
Oh! Skeeter, are you all right?
I'm being stung my tongue!
The meeting for the exciting new hotel is going to take place in the living room, so I don't think you're going to want to miss this.
Oh, you're spun up!
People sit down inside. Mickey approaches the seat beside Mr. Nottingham.
Can I sit there, please, mate?
Yes, of course. Don't touch me.
Sorry.
Before we begin, I would just like to say personally, happy birthday.
Thank you, Kendall. Yes. Now, as you can see, I've invited some of the staff to sit in to see how your ideas would play with the regular folk. No offence.
None taken, Barry, none taken.
So, gentlemen, which of you would like to go first?
Standing on the stage, Skeeter points at Kendall.
Fair enough.
Skeeter steps down.
Mr. Nottingham, you're absolutely right when you said the rock and roll theme was old hat.
Kendall flings his jacket.
Gone. Your insight, sir, has inspired me to dig deeper, to find the commonality at the heart of the American experience. I speak, of course, of the musical theater. And more specifically, Broadway!
Curtains part to reveal a model hotel. Aspen's at a piano.
Hit it!
Oh, when you first pull up to the grand front door, there isn't just a bellhop, there's an overture at the Nottingham Broadway Mega Resort. Oh, there's a pool for the sharks, a pool for the jets, and you can bring cats, cause we take pets at the Nottingham Broadway Mega Resort.
Kendall and his backing dancers strike poses. Skeeter looks unimpressed. Violet's white bulldog whines.
Original, impressive, well done. Thank you, Kendall.
Thank you, sir.
Mickey sits up.
Sorry about that. I was just resting my eyes.
Mr. Nottingham stares at him as he squirms.
Skeeter, you're up.
Portly, white-bearded Mr. Nottingham gestures to the makeshift stage with a latex-gloved hand. Skeeter's swollen tongue hangs out of his mouth.
Are
you all right, Skeeter?
Mickey turns to Mr. Nottingham.
A bee stung my tongue.
Oh, you understand him? Oh, how did a bee sting your tongue?
It was on an ice cream and he licked it.
Ah, can you translate Skeeter's presentation for us?
I can do that.
Crowned with a wreath and wearing a bikini, Mickey gets on stage.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready?
Okay.
And then I
spent the last week in the hotel where I live. With my niece and my nephew. To a kid, everything about a hotel is strange and wonderful. Sleeping in a different bed. Hanging out in the lobby. Jumping up and down on the alligator.
The dog lifts its head.
Riding up and down in the elevator. An alligator wouldn't be in that context. Some hotels try to make it seem as much like home as possible. But they're missing the point. If you wanted to stay in a place like home, then why not stay at home? Our guests should experience an escape from the everyday. And that's what I'd like to capture in our new hotel. What every kid knows and what every adult has forgotten. Like my father said to me, your fun is only limited by your imagination.
Mickey throws his arms around Skeeter.
Wait, Bill.
That's it. I'm sorry. I don't understand it.
Mr. Nottingham raises a finger.
That was brilliant. Congratulations, my boy. You just won the key to the kingdom.
Skeeter's mouth hangs open. Grinning, Violet claps and jumps up and down in her seat. Aspen shrieks as Kendall faints. Violet's slobbering bulldog licks his face.
Boogie, don't do that. Germs.
Guests shake Skeeter's hand.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Skeeter.
You guys
met
Tom.
Congratulations. That was great. That's just terrific.
Congratulations, Skeeter.
All right, Kendall. Yeah, no hard feelings.
Oh, of course not. You deserve it, pal. You're a better man than me. You have an iron will.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I would not have the guts to tear down the school where my niece and nephew attend.
What?
You do know that's the site for the new hotel.
What are you talking about?
Good show, old son.
Oh, sir.
You know, that bee sting language is really working for you on a sympathetic level.
Good, good. I'm glad. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about the location that we're building the hotel. Ooh,
A tattooed performer twirls a flaming baton as muscular men in grass skirts carry a flaming volcano-shaped cake over to a smiling Mr. Nottingham. Skeeter's eyes rove nervously as Mr. Nottingham takes a big breath and blows the flames towards him. Skeeter quickly whips out the fire extinguisher and blasts fire retardant foam over the cake, covering Mr. Nottingham in the process.
Brunson, you're fired!
Kendall looks smug.
Fired! Oh, that's how it connects.
Skeeter's Chevy screeches up outside the school. He sprints down a corridor and knocks on a classroom window. A teacher steps out.
Yes?
Do you know where Jill Hastings' class is?
It's right over there.
Jill steps into the corridor.
Why won't you answer my calls?
Because I know it's you calling.
You gotta believe me, Jill. I had no idea.
Don't destroy the sliver of respect I still have for you by making lame excuses. Just go away and stay away.
Bobby and Patrick.
Uncle Skeeter? Do you want to incinerate our school because we incinerated you in the story?
No, I wouldn't do that.
We thought you were supposed to be the good guy.
Pretty doe-eyed Bobby hangs her head and shuffles past with cherubic, tousle-haired Patrick close behind her. They hold hands as they walk away down the school corridor. Stubbly and wearing a plaid shirt, Skeeter stares after them.
So did I.
Back at the hotel, Skeeter has packed his belongings into cardboard boxes. He wraps Patrick's Evel Knievel action figure in newspaper and slides it into a box. He picks up a sheet of paper and unfolds it to reveal a child's drawing of Skeeto standing over a headless Ken Darlo, whose stump is gushing Crayola red blood.
Skeeto defeats Ken Darlo. Not really. Yeah.
Wendy enters.
Hey.
Oh, hey, welcome back. So, are you mad at me too?
Not as mad as Jill, but, mad, yes.
I didn't know the new hotel was going up there.
I figured that.
Then what are you mad at? That I gave the kids junk food?
No, I figured you'd do that too. I'm mad because you told my kids that in real life there are no happy endings.
Well, look around you, Wendy. Do you see any happy endings here?
She looks away sadly.
I don't know. You and Dad always had so much fun in this room. For whatever reason, I didn't. I was always the cynic, the sourpuss.
The black cloud, the energy drainer, the dead fish.
Yes, all of those things. But when I left Bobby and Patrick with you, I guess I just was hoping you'd rub off on them. You know, get them to be light or have fun, enjoy themselves. I thought Dad would like that.
Skeeter nods.
Anyway, I got a job in Arizona, teaching, not principaling.
Cool.
Yeah, well, maybe you can come visit when we get settled. I don't know, by then the kids will really want to see you.
Skeeter nods and slim, black-haired Wendy gives him a peck on the cheek. She pats him affectionately on the arm.
Love you.
Love you.
Skeeter wears a red T-shirt with the word God on it. Wendy leaves.
And so Skeeter sat on his bed, filled with regret, wondering how to put the pieces of his life together after one magical week.
Great ending, huh?
That was your ending, son? I thought this was just a sad part and you were about to make it better.
What do you mean? How can I make it any better?
Well, in the stories I told you, just when things looked bleakest, the hero would do something unexpected and courageous to beat the bad guy, save the day, and get the girl.
Yeah. How can I do that?
It's your story, not mine. But you better get moving. Go get him, son.
A tower with a tiered domed roof and a number of ornamental spires stands tall over the stately city hall. Mr. Nottingham gets out of a car and Jill hurries after him.
Mr. Nottingham! Mr. Nottingham, I was wondering if I could just talk to you for a moment. My name is Jill Hastings. I'm a teacher at Webster Elementary.
Parents and children wave placards in the schoolyard in protest against the school's demolition. Wendy, Patrick and Bobby chant amongst them. Kendall's with the demolition guy.
My men are in position. We are ready for the demolition.
Excellent. Mr. Nottingham said he would call if he had a problem getting the variance. So if we don't hear from him in the next 20 minutes, I say we just blow it all up.
Patrick whispers something in Bobby's ear and they sneak away from Wendy, who's busy chanting.
Adam, the war is over. You lost. I'm sorry.
They enter the office of Donna Hind, zoning commissioner.
This isn't a war, Mr. Nottingham. We're talking about children. There must be many other possible sites for your hotel complex that would not result in the displacement.
Hey, Barry, Jill, how you doing? We're just wrapping up here. Actually, Donna, you remember Jill, right?
Of course. Oh, my God, that jacket is so cute.
Thank you.
Bronson, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What am I doing here?
Well, Mr. Bronson, as a concerned citizen, wanted to bring some points to my attention before I made any hasty decisions about the property in question. And they are points that are going to take me years to analyze.
Years?
Years.
Bronson, are you playing hardball with me?
I am, sir, because your application for variance has been...
denied.
Jill's flabbergasted.
Denied?
Yes, yes, but the good news is Donna and I found you another piece of property right on the beach in Santa Monica that is uptight and out of sight.
The beachfront was my first choice, but it's not for sale.
It is now.
It is! Isn't that fabulous?
Really?
Friends?
Oh, jobs.
Let's get past that. Come here. Come here.
No.
Skeeter hugs him.
I'm touching you, and it's okay. Look at that.
Oh,
ooh, you're enjoying it. Good. Bring me closer.
That is so sweet and creepy.
Kendall stands on a crate.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Attention. We are working with some highly sensitive, very dangerous radio-controlled explosives today. And so, to avoid any tragic misfires, I would ask that you all please turn off your cell phones. All of you, please, turn your cell phones off.
At City Hall.
Did you really just fix everything?
Not everything.
She smiles as he leans in for a kiss, but Mr. Nottingham interrupts.
Yes. We appear to have a little bit of a situation. I can't reach Kendall on his cell phone to halt the demolition, which will begin in 13 minutes.
This sign we made is awesome. We need to find a window where those construction guys can see it. Then they'll change their mind. Bobby, I found one.
They're in the school. Jill's car is being towed.
Okay, where's your truck?
My truck? I had to give it back to the hotel.
What do you mean you gave it back to the hotel?
Just...
two motorbikes.
Come here!
They steal one.
Sorry! It's for a good cause!
Skeeter swerves to avoid an oncoming car.
I've never driven a motorcycle!
No!
Jill rides Pillion as Skeeter jockeys a horse away from a fairy tale castle as Sir Fix-a-Lot. Back in reality, their motorcycle hares down a country road. They round a corner as a close pack of cyclists approaches, blocking the road ahead of them. The dense fleet of cyclists shows no signs of slowing. Skeeter closes his eyes and drives straight into their midst. Wild Mustangs hurtle by on both sides as Jeremiah rides the cherry red horse from Skeeter's story. In reality, Skeeter brakes to avoid a fire engine and takes the motorcycle off-road. They crash through chain-link gates and tear across a driving range as hundreds of golf balls rain down on them. As Skeeter dodges asteroids on a space bike, with Jill clinging to his waist. Wendy searches for Bobby and Patrick amongst the protesters.
You seen Bobby? Patrick? Bobby! Patrick!
Skeeter hurtles alongside a moving freight train. Jill holds on tight as he cuts up moving vehicles. Skeeter hangs a right and skids into the legs of a tall billboard, knocking it over. The towering Prius advert crashes down on a stationary Prius to form a makeshift ramp. Skeeter shoots up the ramp and soars through an open train carriage, snatching his wallet back from the thief who's on board.
I'll take that back!
He lands and rides off.
Gopher!
60 seconds! Woo!
Wait a minute! Wait, I can't find my children! They might be in there!
Nice try. We cleared the building hours ago, okay? Everything is fine.
Workmen hold Wendy back.
Check the rooms before I start making boats.
Okay. That's all. Checked it all. Ah!
Boom! Do it myself.
Skeeter and Jill arrive.
Uncle Skeeter!
Hey, get out of there!
They run.
Five.
No!
Grab the bars!
Jill grabs monkey bars.
Three.
Skeeter's airborne.
Two. One.
He grabs a swing ball and swings into Kendall, flooring him as the bike hits a safety barrier. He lands and whisks off his helmet.
The king has issued a proclamation. The hotel moves away. The school will stay. Long live Webster Elementary!
Beaming, Jill strides across the playground. Bobby and Patrick exit the school.
Mom! Bobby! Patrick!
Wendy rushes over to her children. She throws her arms around them and kisses them.
Hey, hey, hey! You guys under-demeciated me. Come here! I just got to know you good. You think I'm gonna let you slip away from me now?
I knew you were the good guy.
Yeah.
A schoolgirl with pigtails.
Patrick, hi, I'm Trisha Sparks. I just wanted you to know that. Thanks for saving the school.
Patrick looks at Skeeter.
Western, go Western.
No thanks necessary, ma'am.
That's my boy, that's my boy.
Well, there must be some way for me to show my appreciation.
Oh, get it.
Patrick puckers up. She kisses him and runs off. Patrick and Skeeter high five.
Hey, isn't she a little old for you?
She's hot.
So is she. What do you think? If Master Stinky's getting a kiss, shouldn't I get a little mermaid action?
Smiling, Bobby nods.
Come on already.
Ooh.
Pretty, sandy-haired Jill wraps her arms around Skeeter and they share a long, passionate kiss. Laughing, Wendy puts her hands over her kid's eyes as Skeeter punches the air in celebration. A red sign in a quaint courtyard reads, Marty's Motel.
Now look what my boy has done. Turned his back on the world of luxury hotel management to start a small family business. And bless his heart, he even named it after me.
Hey, speaking of s'mores, it looks like Bugsy ate them all.
Bugsy's mouth is all white.
We're completely out of marshmallows now.
Oh, all right, let me handle that. Room service!
Kendall.
Yes, sir. Hi, Kendall. Bugsy's out of marshmallows. If you could just go get him some, that would be great.
Right on it, sir. Anything else?
Not from you, Kendall, but, housekeeping?
Aspen.
Hey, Aspen. Could you just make sure that Bugsy's cage is clean before he checks out in the morning? His marshmallows don't really agree with him, so there's gonna be a mess.
Bugsy farts.
Alright. Okay, bye, guys.
I think Bugsy is trying to tell us that our tale has reached its end. But before I go, let me tell you what our heroes and villains are doing now. My old friend Barry Nottingham overcame his fear of germs to such a degree that he decided to leave the hotel business and enter the field of medicine. He is currently the school nurse at Webster Elementary. Violet now runs the hotel empire, along with her husband, Mickey, the former room service waiter, who is now the ninth richest person in the world. And Skeeter and Jill, after the double wedding of the century, they lived, well, happily ever after, running Marty's Motel and spending a lot of time with my grandkids, whose adventures have just begun. Though not everyone is quite so excited. But that is a whole other story. The end.
An illustrative pop-up book showed Skeeter marrying Jill and Bugsy marrying another guinea pig. ITFC audio description was written by Sam Clark and James O'Hara and was read by Sam Clark. Directed by Adam Shankman. Screenplay by Matt Lopez and Tim Herlihy. Story by Matt Lopez. Produced by Andrew Gunn. Produced by Adam Sandler, Jack Jaraputo. Executive producers, Adam Shankman, Jennifer Gibgott, Anne-Marie Sandelin, Garrett Grant. Director of photography, Michael Barrett. Production designer, Linda DeSena. Edited by Tom Costain, Michael Tronick, ACE. Music composed by Rupert Gregson-Williams. Music supervisors, Michael Dilbeck, Brooks Arthur. Co-producer, Kevin Grady. Casting by Roger Musenden, CSA. Adam Sandler, Bedtime Stories, an Offspring production, a Con Man and Izzy production, a film by Adam Shankman. Kerry Russell, Guy Pearce, Russell Brand. Richard Griffiths, Jonathan Price, Courtney Cox, Lucy Lawless, Tarita Palmer, Aisha Tyler. Laura Ann Kessling, Jonathan Morgan Height, Catherine Dewston. Unit Production Manager, Garrett Grant. First Assistant Director, Daniel Silverberg. Second Assistant Director, Conte Mattal. Creatures designed by Crash McCreary. Production Supervisor, Robert West. Cast: Skeeter Bronson, Adam Sandler, Jill, Kerry Russell, Kendall, Guy Pearce, Mickey, Russell Brand, Barry Nottingham, Richard Griffiths, Violet Nottingham, Teresa Palmer. Aspen, Lucy Lawless, Wendy, Courtney Cox, Patrick, Jonathan Morgan Height, Bobby, Laura Ann Kessling, Marty Bronson, Jonathan Price. Engineer, Nick Swardson, Mrs. Dixon, Catherine Dewston, Ferrari Guy, Alan Covert, Hot Girl, Carmen Electra, Young Barry Nottingham, Tim Herlihy, Young Skeeter, Thomas Hoffman, Young Wendy, Abigail Leone Droger, Young Mrs. Dixon, Melanie Mitchell, Young Mr. Dixon, Andrew Collins. Donna Hind, Aisha Tyler, Hokey Pokey Women, Julia Lee Wolof, Dana Min Goodman, Sarah G. Buxton, Catherine Kwong, Lindsay Alley. Bikers, Blake Clark, Bill Romanowski. Hot Dog Vendor, Paul Dooley. Birthday Party Kids, Jonte Lipscomb, James Burdett Cowell. Angry Dwarf, Mikey Post. Gremlin Driver, Sebastian Saraceno. Cubby the Home Depot Guy, Seth Howard. Lady Jacqueline, Jackie Sandler. Sweetest Medieval Girl of All Time, Sadie Sandler. Teacher, Valerie Jervicus. Booing Goblin, Debbie Carrington. Big Hairy Guy on Beach, Billy Tyler. Secretary, Lorna Scott. Trisha Sparks, Annalise Basso. Lao Waitress, Xu Lan Tuan. Party Guests, Jonathan Loughran, Bob Harvey. Truck Driver, Mike Andrella. Nottingham Pool Waiter, J.D. Donnarumma. Nobleman, John Shuler. Lady at Fountain, Dembele Grant. Music: Hokey Pokey, performed by Ray Anthony and his orchestra. I Can Do That, performed by Dan Zanes and friends. Don't Stop Believing, performed by Journey. Kinda Sad, Kinda Happy, and Here Is to the Night, performed by the Jazz Masters. Kinda Cute, written and performed by George Shearing. Rock Me Amadeus, performed by Falco. Time Spent, Moments Saved, written and performed by Darwin Keith Martin. We Come to Party, performed by Corbin Blur. All By Myself, performed by Eric Carmen. I Can Hear Music, performed by The Beach Boys. One and Only, performed by Swirl 360. Hokey Pokey, written by Taft Baker, Larry LaPrize, Charles Macaque. Fire, performed by Ohio Players. I'm On Fire, written and performed by Bruce Springsteen. Eternal Flame, performed by The Bangles. Disco Infernal, performed by The Tramps. Happy Thoughts, performed by Athoas and Broheem. Why May Bound, written and performed by Guy E. Fletcher. At the Nottingham Broadway Mega Resort, performed by Guy Pearce. Hawaiian Lie, written and performed by Grant Geisman, Rick Rhodes. Happy Birthday to You, written by Mildred J. Hill, Patti Smith Hill. Soundtrack available on Walt Disney Records. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. Wicked, courtesy of Wicked LLC and Universal Studios Licensing, LLLP, per L. Green. Annie Get Your Gun, Carousel, Flower Drum Song, The King and I, Oklahoma, Showboat, The Sound of Music, and South Pacific, courtesy of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization, per L. Green. Star Trek poster of Enterprise, courtesy of CBS Paramount Network Television, per L. Green. The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody footage, courtesy of Disney Channel, per L. Green. Frankenstein, courtesy of Universal Studios Licensing, LLLP. Still images provided by Corbis, Getty Images. Copyright 2008 Disney Enterprises Incorporated, all rights reserved. For the purposes of United Kingdom copyright, Disney Enterprises Incorporated was the owner of copyright in this film immediately after it was made. Distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. Walt Disney Pictures.